This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
It's National Black Cat Day. You know, if they cross your path, it's bad luck. Well, let me tell you this. If you don't listen to an entire podcast that you start, that is also bad luck. This is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Wednesday, October 27th, 2021. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, first of all, it's Navy Day. Okay, we talked about the Navy birthday. Just not too long ago. I think that was the 13th. Oh, 13th, unlucky. Well, no, we'll get into that later. But they did not pick the 13th as the official Navy Day. No, they said, let's do it on the 27th. Why? Well, there's probably some bureaucracy that made that happen. I don't know. But anyway, it's Navy Day today to celebrate both men and women of the United States Navy, past and present. All right. It is also National Black Cat Day. Okay. Black cats were once worshipped as gods. Now we're afraid of them if they cross our path, right? They're especially around this time. I mean, Halloween, just a couple of days away. That's probably why they put Black Cat Day right next to Halloween, because, you know, there's all those. Anyway, there's 22 breeds of black cats, and they can actually... A cat, a black cat, well, they can change colors. Yeah. So you might get a black kitten, and then all of a sudden, no, it's a different color. Yeah. That's how freaky these things are. They have yellow eyes. That's freaky. All right. I'm saying all this, but here's the thing. I had a black cat when I was a kid. It was awesome. And I had a black cat not too long ago, and it was awesome. So black cats, come on, lay off the black cats. They're not bad luck. Okay. Maybe they're bad luck for some people, but they've been fine for me. They actually have those black coats. They think it's like an evolutionary thing that was for survival, right? So they kind of hide out a little bit and maybe just blend into the couch, or make it so that if you're wearing black, you can't see the black cat fur all over you. I don't know what it's for. Nobody really does, but black cats, lay off of them. Be cool with them. They're not that unlucky. I guess, though, to have National Black Cat Day, the day of the World Series, you know, baseball players, well, they're pretty superstitious. You've got game two tonight, and I'm sure that there's some fans, like, they're wearing the same clothes that they wore last night just for luck, right? They're sitting in the same seat. Like, for instance, I actually, every single night the Giants played, I had my hat on, one specific hat. I wore it the whole time. I know it probably didn't do anything, but guess what? The last game they played, I took it off. Yeah, it was off for like 3 innings and they lost the game. Is it a coincidence? I don't know, but I'm going to wear that hat all year next year. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned. All right. It's also National American Beer Day today. And, you know, the beer brewers are having fun with this whole, like, COVID situation in a way. Now, I say they're having fun. Of course, you know, there was closures. They couldn't, serve their beer. They couldn't get their beer out there to people. But they've all got a sense of humor at these breweries, or at least a lot of them do, specifically over at Abomination Brewing. They're... Their beer social distancing came out. Yeah, they're making COVID-themed beers. A social distancing double IPA. That's an awesome one. There's also in Brooklyn, others Keg and Lantern. They came out with a beer called 6 Feet Apart, right? It's perfect. Perfect for what we're dealing with these days. And then Ale Asylum came out with possibly the best one here. And I can't say this on air. I'll just have to spell this out for you because there's one letter different here. It's FVCK COVID. It's a pale ale. They also have a Pilsner version over there at the Ale Asylum that you can pick up. Well, you know what this makes me think, though, and the best thing about celebrating National American Beer Day sort of in this pandemic time is that alcohol kills germs. That's science, my friends. Yeah. Have some beer. All right, let's start our look at history. In 1964, Ronald Reagan delivered a speech on this day on behalf of Republican candidate for president Barry Goldwater. The speech became known as A Time for Choosing. This was done on national TV, and it was in black and white, but they had all these, you know, banners, American flags, things like that, that were all just really grayscale. But anyway, Reagan stood up there on a podium in front of a bunch of Goldwater supporters, camera panning around, doing all this stuff. If we watched it now, we'd probably be pretty bored, to be honest with you. But the actual content of the speech was pretty cool. Yeah, well, okay. So in just a week or so, Goldwater would go up against LBJ. Would LBJ stay in the Oval Office? Yeah, he would. He actually, at this point of the campaign, only had about one third of the vote in polls that were being taken. So it was kind of a long shot at that point, but they brought in Reagan. So Reagan jumps on TV. He does this speech and, you know, he says that he spent most of his life as a Democrat in this one and basically, you know, confessed that, well, he decided to follow another course, take the Republican train, I guess you'd say, right? The conservative Republican train. Anyway, Reagan weaved in stories of voters and policy issues. And of course, he attacked LBJ a couple of times during the speech. At the end, there was this appeal for donations for Goldwater campaign, right? Well, over $1 million was sent in, which back then in campaign money, that was huge. Now, that's a 30-second spot one time. But this didn't help, right? It didn't actually elect Goldwater for president. I'm sure it did some things to help, but it definitely did help Reagan because this was the speech that really started to make him look like, hey, this could be the guy. This could be the guy that's sitting in the Oval Office someday. Sure enough, as you know, he was. Well, just 2 years later, for instance, he was elected for his first of two terms as the governor of California. All right, let's turn now to the release of a movie on video. How often do we talk about that? Well, in 1988, E.T. was released on home video. The big deal about this one was 14 million copies were pre-sold. That really didn't happen back then. This was huge. People wanted this movie. I was excited about it. I remember it. Kind of. I was really, really young, almost as young as the kids in this movie. But let's talk about that, actually. So Drew Barrymore was in this movie. Now, originally, she actually wanted to be in Poltergeist. That was the movie that she was possibly going to be in. But then there's all this scary stuff happening. And actually, there's a really cute video of her on Johnny Carson show talking to Johnny about what the whole audition process was like and how she wanted to be in Poltergeist first and then ended up in this movie instead. And she tells the story about that and actually says in the interview that there's going to be an E.T. part two. Of course, there never was. Maybe there was some made for TV. I don't know. But no, there was never a part two released in theaters. And then there's Henry Thomas. Now, he played the little boy in the movie Elliot. Oh, man. The audition video for this kid. This is also on YouTube, and you should go check this out. It's amazing what this kid did. So they brought him in for an audition, and instead of handing him a script, they basically just kind of set up the scene, and they had somebody playing a government agent, and he improvised the audition. And no doubt, this kid starts crying. He's like, no, don't take my friend, and he's my best friend, and you can't take him away from me, and all this stuff. Amazing audition for Henry Thomas. It is available on YouTube. I strongly suggest you go check that one out. And hey, if you haven't seen the movie E.T., go check that out too. Also, check out our latest edition of Learning More. I interview family law attorney Dolly Hernandez. We're talking prenuptial agreements, we're talking divorce. It's a big topic, and it's something that you should go check out and learn more about. There's a link in the description. Okay, happy birthday to Teddy Roosevelt, born on this day in 1858. He's not going to hear that because he died in 1919. Also born on this day was Marla Maples. She turns 58 today. Kelly Osbourne is 37. That's your look at October 27. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Just head over to our website, thisistodaypodcast.com, and make some suggestions. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ. I'll talk to you tomorrow.